This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news out of stories first. Ruling and opposition parties agree for constitution amendment to endorse revised map of Nepal. Concerned ministers continue to respond to questions on appropriation bill in today's meeting of House of Representatives. Nepal's coronavirus cases cross 4,000, death toll reaches 15. And North Korea holds all communication lines with South Korea. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers from both the ruling and opposition parties agreed for the amendment of the constitution to endorse the revised map of Nepal in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. They showed support for the passage of Constitution of Nepal's Second Amendment Bill 2077. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dr. Sivamaya Tumbampe presented the proposal seeking consideration on the bill in the parliament meeting. The constitution is being amended to make the coat of arms the part of constitution after the government issued revised map of the country by incorporating Kalapani, Limpiadura and Lipu Lake on 28th May. With the amendment of the constitution, the country's map in the coat of arms will be newly revised one. Nepal has taken the stand line that Limpiadura is the origin of Kali River and thereby the land east of Kali River belongs to Nepal as per Sugauli Treaty. During the discussion today, Krishna Bhakta Pokhrel of the ruling NCP welcomed the constitution amendment proposal and argued that India meddling on Nepali territory is unacceptable. Similarly, Chief Whip of Major Opposition Nepali Congress Balkrishna Khar said NCP is always committed to Nepal's sovereignty, integrity and independence. Concerned ministers continued their response on the queries raised by the parliamentarians over the headings of Appropriation Bill 2077 Bikram Sambat in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Minister for Finance and Communications, Minister for Water Resources and Irrigation, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Minister for Foreign Affairs, Minister for Home Affairs, Minister for Defence responded in today's meeting. Responding to the questions raised by the lawmakers on appropriation bill related to defence, Defence Minister and Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence, Ishwar Pokhrel said the Nepal Army has been safeguarding the national security and territory. He said normally the international border security is not given to full-fledged army and present the armed police force has been placed for the frontline security of the border. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel also added that along with its regulars, the Nepal Army has been executing various development activities as assigned by the government. He also said the government has allocated 3.4% of total budget to the Defence Ministry, bringing almost the same amount of money from previous and current fiscal year. Moreover, replying the questions on appropriation bill, Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa said the security personnel are in the front line contributing to the nation's fight against the deadly COVID-19. Minister Thapa argued that the security bodies are alert in managing the security along with taking responsibility to raise people to their destination. Likewise, he said 1,213 border outposts have been set up at the southern border, stopping arbitrary entry to the country without health checkup. Likewise, in course of responding to the questions of the lawmakers on appropriation bill, Foreign Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali expressed the hope that any issue with India, including the recent one on border, would be resolved through the talks. He further said the major goal of Nepal's sovereignty policy is to develop cordial and fruitful relations with various states and international organizations to realize the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalis. He also made it clear that Nepal would not be involved in any kind of military or strategic alliance in any pretext, including development partnership. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada says there is no change in customs and any other tax rates for the import of electric vehicles to be used for public transportation system. Responding to the queries raised by the parliamentarians on appropriation bill in the House of Representatives meeting today, Minister Khatiwada said the government was promoting public transport with electric vehicles and the customs rate is fixed just 1%. Likewise, Minister for Finance and Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Khatiwada, said the procurement process of the security printing press would be made transparent. Responding to the lawmakers' queries in the meeting today, Minister Khatiwada said the budget was allocated for building, construction and infrastructure development of the security printing press, adding that the country's own security press was realized for a long time. Along with building construction for it, the procurement process for the same would begin in the upcoming fiscal year, and that would be made transparent and internally competitive bidding. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has said school learning will be continued from June 15 so as to not to let the academic sessions go unproductive during the COVID-19 pandemic. In his replies in a meeting of the House of Representatives today, Minister said the recommendation of a high-level committee had been sought for immediate, mid-term and long-term plans for education sector in the wake of coronavirus impact, and the implementation had begun. He also informed that a decision in regard with alternatives to the adjourned exams, including the SEE, will be taken soon. Similarly, responding to the questions raised by the lawmakers on the appropriation bill today, Energy Minister Barsamaan Poon said the government has managed enough budget for extension of transmission lines and management of electricity supply across the country. Minister Poon informed that the country now has installed 1,386 megawatt capacity electricity production in the country. He also said that another 13 megawatt electricity will come into national grid by next year. He also said 4 billion rupees has been allocated for expanding the reach of the electricity in the country, and the budget has also been managed for irrigation in Tarai region. Also answering the questions of the lawmakers on appropriation bill, Federal Affairs and General Administration Minister Ridesh Tripathi said the ministry has played an important role to play to have proper coordination between local and federal levels. Saying the local levels have proved their relevance during coronavirus pandemic, Minister Tripathi said the local levels have spent the grants to fight against COVID-19. He also claimed that the Constituency Development Fund is an important development initiative and it will be mobilized for the development of local levels. Talking to Civil Service Bill, Minister Tripathi said the bill is under discussion in the Parliament and the things missed out in the preliminary draft have been included in the current bill. The National Assembly has endorsed the proposal seeking the Standard Measurement and Weight Fifth Amendment Bill 2076 Vikram Sambat be sent to Legislation Management Committee for discussion. The proposal put forth by Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Lekharaj Bhatt at today's meeting was endorsed unanimously. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेडमा नि आयो
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो सम्झे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएथ्यो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back now, rest of the news updates. Lawmakers representing opposition parties, including Nepali Congress, have sought responses from the government, lambasting its approach to the prevention and control of COVID-19. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, ANC Parliamentary and Gagan Kumar Thapa said the quarantines constructed to help suppress coronavirus under control are not systematic, while raised questions who will take its responsibility as people staying in quarantines are dying every day. Also, the former health minister Thapa demanded that the government make public the details of spending of public money to control virus and drew government's attention to bring back Nepalese living at abroad immediately. The death toll due to coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 15 with the confirmation of one more death today. Addressing the regular press briefing today, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed that the coronavirus-related deaths raised 15 after a man from Bharatpur metropolis of Sitwan infected with coronavirus died today. A spokesperson Gautam further added that the deceased was a patient of pneumonia, blood pressure and sugar. Likewise, a spokesperson Dr. Gautam further said that with the confirmation of 223 new cases today, the total number of coronavirus infections in Nepal has reached 4,082. A spokesperson Dr. Gautam also informed that the coronavirus infection has now spread to 72 districts with the confirmation of virus infection in 3,798 males and 277 females in total. Likewise, 96 people returned home today after health recovery from virus infection. As of today, 584 people have returned home from health recovery from virus infection. Police have brought under control 10 people trying to demonstrate on the street by violating the lockdown. Senior Superintendent of Police at the Metropolitan Police Range, Samlal Gewali, said that the demonstrators gathered on the street at Baluwatar area of Kathmandu were removed using water cannon and those violating the rules were brought under control. He said that the protesters were staging demonstrations on the street, breaching the lockdown imposed by the government to prevent and control the coronavirus pandemic. 40 people who were kept in quarantine at Samsi Rural Municipality in Mahuturi District have escaped away from the facility. Quarantine Chief Sunil Kumar Yadav said as many as 40 out of 45 people quarantined at Janta Secondary School at Samsi 7 for over the past 2 weeks had absconded with the logistics provided. Absconders' quarantines were from different places of India, including neighbouring villages. Police has taken a person under control on suspicion of his involvement in the murder of 5 persons last night at Mainahawa village near Kanchi Bazar of Tilotama Municipality 10 in Rupandehi district. Police have arrested Japendra Sinjali, who was found near the cow farm, the incident site. Sinjali works at the cow farm where the incident took place. Among the victims, one is a woman and the rest are the men. The reason behind the killing of 5 persons en masse is not yet known. Police has launched investigation into the incident. You are listening to Red Nepal's 8 p.m. news. Now on to some international updates. North Korea has said it will cut off all inter-Korean communication lines with the South Korea, including a hotline between the two nations' leaders. The North said it was the first in a series of actions describing South Korea as the enemy. Daily calls which have been made to liaison office located in North Korea border city of Kaesong will cease from Tuesday. The two states had set up the office to reduce tensions after talks in 2018. North and South Korea are technically still at war as peace agreement was reached when the Korean War ended in 1953. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province with the possibility of brief rain with thunderstorms at one or two places. The weather will be partly cloudy in rest part of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Ruling and opposition parties agree for constitution amendment to endorse revised map of Nepal. Concerned ministers continue to respond to questions on appropriation bill in today's meeting of House of Representatives. Nepal's coronavirus cases cross 4,000, death toll reaches 15. And North Korea holds all communication lines with South Korea. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.